Radio Prague News.
The number of Czech troops in Afghanistan should remain unchanged over the next couple of years, the new Czech defense minister has said. The Czech finance ministry has slightly upped its forecast for economic growth this year. And the conductor Sir Charles Mackerras, a champion of Czech classical music, has died at the age of 84. The number of Czech troops in Afghanistan should remain unchanged at its current total of 525 over the next couple of years, the new Czech defense minister Alexander Vondra told reporters on Thursday. Mr. Vondra said he was not planning to reduce the number of Czech troops on foreign missions, according to a plan he would present to the lower house of parliament in the autumn. However, the new minister also said he was not going to ask MPs to approve the sending of 55 more soldiers to Afghanistan, a plan mooted by the previous government of Jan Fischer. The Czech finance ministry slightly upped on Thursday its forecast for economic growth this year from an original 1.5% to 1.6%. But the ministry also cut its prediction of next year's growth by 0.1 percentage points to 2.3%. Ministry officials said the improving economic conditions abroad should outweigh the restrictive effects on growth from domestic cost-cutting. The ministry expects the jobless rate to drop to 7.6% by the end of this year. The conductor Sir Charles Mackerras died in London on Wednesday at the age of 84. He was a champion of Czech classical music and was particularly associated with the composer Leoš Janáček, whose international profile he did much to raise. Sir Charles also worked with the Czech Philharmonic for over five decades. He first came to Prague in 1947 and studied conducting under Václav Talich. Sir Charles Mackerras last visited the Czech capital in April when he was presented with an award by the Czech Culture Ministry for promoting the good name of Czech culture. Contrary to popular belief, the legendary 15th-century Czech military leader Jan Žižka allegedly fought alongside the Teutonic Knights against the Poles in the Battle of Grunwald in 1410, a representative of the order told the Daily Lidové Noviny on Thursday. Žižka, who later became the leader of the Hussite army fighting against the Catholics in the Czech lands and beyond, was hired as a mercenary, the order's representative said, citing archived documents. Most Czech historians believe that Jan Žižka did take part in the battle, but on the side of the Poles against the German knights. Some point out, however, that Bohemian and Moravian mercenaries fought on both sides. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The end of the week will see partly cloudy skies with rain showers and storms in places. Daytime highs should range between 30 and 34 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.